Hello, and welcome back to Liftoff Journeys. I'm here on set at the Walden Pond with Amaya Dume. Amaya, thanks for joining me on today's podcast. So excited to have you here. For those of you that are just streaming this, you can't see us, but for those of you that can, here we are together on set. So this is fun. And Amaya, I'm so glad you were able to come on the show.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So at Liftoff Journeys, we talk about the journeys that got you to where you are today and what your journey is. And clearly, for anyone who can see us, you're a lot younger than I am. So your journey's not as long as mine has been. But I have been so impressed. I've known you for a really long time. I've been so impressed with your journey in life and your just exploration of different careers. So without me being a spoiler alert, tell us a little bit about, you know, where you are in your career and what your journey has been up until this point.
Right. So I have a social media consulting firm called As Is Media. I've been doing it for about 3 years now. And, you know, I started in social media with an internship. And from there, throughout my later college experience, that's where I realized my passion for social media. And for there, it just pursued me into moving forward with having my own business. I have always said that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I never knew what really that was going to look like. And social media was my first outlet for that. So that is where it all began. And now here I am. I have worked with tons of clients in so many different industries, which I love because there is never a moment where I'm not learning things. And it has been amazing. I have met so many different people. They have taught me so many different things. And now we're just moving forward onto bigger and better things, trying to grow the company, hopefully getting a big team. And it's been really great.
That's awesome. So I know a little bit about your story. And I think everybody listening would probably be very excited to hear about how you had an internship with a really large business, somebody in the Fortune 500s, and a time came in your life where they offered you the opportunity to work there full time and give up your dreams of having your own business, or for you to actually turn that down and start your own company. And I know that was a big decision point in your life. Will you talk a little bit about that? Because I think everyone would love to hear about that.
Yeah, it was a really difficult decision. I was at a point where I was coming to my graduation, you know, in the midst of COVID. You would think the opportunities would be endless for me, but they were not. So I was at a standpoint where I launched my business while I did have my internship. And, you know, ideally I would have wanted to grow with the company, but they did not provide me with the greatest opportunity for me to grow mm-hmm. with them. And it was either stay in a place that was not going to be, what is the word I'm looking for? It wasn't going to water my flowers, if you will.
Okay.
And for me, I felt like I really wanted to do something for myself. Something that I truly had a passion for. So that is why I decided I have all of the confidence in myself. I know that I am able to do this. And I just went with it.
That's awesome. Because so many people would not take that risk, especially starting off in their career.
Yes.
And it's a big trade-off.
It was a huge risk, but I don't regret it at all.
I was just going to ask you that. If you ever think, oh, I wish I would have stayed with the big company and gotten big company experience. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you went ahead and followed your dreams. You didn't look back. I think that's awesome. 5 years later, what has your biggest learning been about having your own business?
I think it has to do with knowing that you're not going to know everything, and that is okay. I feel like a lot of people, they wait until it's the right moment when they feel that they have all of this experience and expertise. But you just have to go into it knowing that it's okay to learn new things. It's okay to ask for help from other people that you see are doing similar things. And from that, that has, one, helped me to branch out and network and connect with other people, because I wasn't always a person to ask for help. I always struggled with that just because I wanted to do things on my own. I felt like, you know what, it's fine. I got this. I can trust myself. But it is okay to reach out and be like, hey, I'm not sure how to navigate this specific project. Have you worked on something like this? And what was your experience with that? You know, so go knowing that you're going to learn new things. You are going to experience different challenges, different obstacles. You're not always going to move forward. Sometimes it's going to take you back, but it's a matter of how you approach those challenges and get to the next part of the big idea.
Yeah. So do you have it all mapped out in your head on where you want your business to be, or are you kind of learning and changing as you go?
Yeah, I have an idea. And for me, I want to be able to have my own studio office. I want to have my team. I want to have my photography studio where I can have my clients there, and, you know, other creatives can use that as well. So there is definitely a bigger long-term picture for my business, which I brought together probably within the last year. So I'm ready for it.
That's awesome. Okay. So just starting out, how did you get enough funding to get the business started? Did you borrow money? Are you bootstrapping it? Are you looking for investors? Like, because I'm sure a lot of listeners are wondering, well, I want to start my own thing, but how do I do it financially?
Right. So reminder, I was in the midst of graduating college. My funds were not as extreme as some others that are starting out a company. I did not ask for any money. I used the small chunk of funds that I had to make it work. And I think that was probably the benefit for having an online service-based company, because when you start out, there aren't a lot of costs initially. You don't have overhead or things like that. So the spending was pretty minimal in the beginning. And in addition to that, once I started, there were a lot of people already messaging me to work with me. Mm-hmm. So it just picked up from there. So I kind of just managed it on my own and figured it out from there.
So let's talk about how you got your first clients. How did you get your first clients? Because I know as I'm building Lift Off Journeys and Lift Off TV show, I'm wondering, you know, I'm always thinking of there has to be new ways to get clients. Like, how did you do it, especially just coming out of school?
Right. So a lot of my clients have been through my network referrals.
Okay.
You being one of them.
Yes.
You know, and that is where it all started. Just having people that know me, they say, oh my gosh, I just heard she's doing social media. Maybe she could help you with your business. And from there, it has just been a lot of word of mouth mm-hmm. that has brought me business. And then other times it's been me sharing things through Facebook groups and things like that. But heavy on my network, just bringing it in.
So you're a big believer in networks, because I'm a big believer in networks. And
absolutely.
I think that if you have a strong network, they'll never let you fail, no matter how scary things might look. If you get to a point where you only have one client or you're not sure where you're going to come from, somehow somebody always reaches out, which takes me to my next question. Do you believe it's luck, hard work, or both?
Oof, that's a great question. I feel like it can be a mix of things. For me, I always say speak it into existence. So whatever I'm trying to pursue, I don't say, oh, well, maybe, or, oh, I would like to. I say I'm going to do this. And then I put forth the action plans to do that. So it's definitely a mix of all that, and also just being confident in who you are and what you do, and making sure that you have the discipline, especially when you are a solopreneur, to do it on your own and continuously work at it and grow.
So in this creator economy that we're all living in, right, you're very well positioned to continue to grow and support people. Do you see yourself hiring employees, or do you see yourself finding freelancers and just supporting more like creator economy as your business grows?
I see a mix of that. So ideally, in the future, I do want to have like a nice team in-house, right? And then maybe for future projects, depending on the client, you know, we'll bring in additional creators and freelancers. So, and I think you see a lot of that with even bigger businesses. You know, they're using a mix of freelancers and those in-house. So I am going to continue to move forward in doing that.
And what do you think is going to happen with big brands or even smaller brands and companies that need to build their business over the next couple of years with the advent of TikTok? I know you're big on TikTok, you're big on Instagram. I've seen your reels come through. Do you feel that you're well positioned with your company to help those businesses learn how to connect with Gen Z?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I mean, me being a person that is actively in the generation, I feel like I have closer relations to be able to provide that support. I'm frequently on social media, whether it's for business or personal, and I'm always looking at new ways that businesses can use those platforms for their benefits. So I definitely think I have that take.
So what do you think businesses should change immediately about the way they interact on social media right now?
I think they need to let loose. You know, when you think about it too much, you don't showcase your brand personality. And that's what our audiences are looking for. You take TikTok, you'll see businesses, bigger businesses that are using TikTok, and they're not being so stiff. You know, they're finding very creative ways to connect with their audiences, even if it's not directly selling their product. They're building that engaging community. And from there, it's pushing other areas of their marketing. So I definitely think you have to be more personable in the way for the brand, more authentic, and just have fun with it. It's social media.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on micro influencers versus big brand influencers like the Kardashians versus traditional media?
I think it's going to be relative to who your brand is. So certain brands, you don't need to have the huge influencers. You can utilize our micro influencers. I think that they should be looked at more because they could be in these different audiences that you are actually trying to connect to, that you really want to purchase your products. Sometimes with the bigger influencers, people get lost in the fact that, oh my God, it's this huge celebrity, and it kind of loses the face of what your product or service is. So in the sense of micro influencers, they can be more authentic and real when it comes to showcasing your products and what you're putting out there.
All right. So crazy question. What do you think is going to happen in the metaverse? Like, have you gotten involved in that at all? Because I personally cannot envision putting on an Oculus and like going shopping at a mall through the Oculus and then having the clothes show up at my house and have that being realistic. Because if I have to choose what I'm going to look like in a virtual world, it's probably not going to be the same size clothes that I'm going to order online. But what do you think about that future?
Yeah. I mean, the metaverse, it is a creation of technology. You know, some people are going to be into it. Me, however, I like to go into the store. I like to try on the things. So I don't think I'll be using the metaverse a lot in the ways of substituting my more real experiences for things that I enjoy. You know, I think it it's more so for entertainment than anything else.
So, all right. And what advice would you give to somebody that's in college or just graduating? Because I can't believe that you've been out of school for almost 5 years.
I can't either.
That seems like a crazy long time to me. But so now you are in a position where you can mentor others. So what's the advice that you're going to give to someone if they wanted to be mentored by you?
I would say that's a chunky question.
Yeah, I know, right?
I would say that you think about what the ideal life that you want to have. What does that look like in terms of 3 years, 5 years, the end? What is it that you want to pursue? What are your biggest passions? What are your skill sets? And think about how you can really make that into something that is going to bring you income. And from there, like, just lay out all of your plans. Planning is going to be key. I said before, you're going to go learning things, but you also need to go in with a plan. So go in with a plan, figure out your strategy, and just do it. You know, awesome. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Just do it.
And so last question, what do you look for advice from mentors that you seek out?
I think probably how do you just continuously balance it all? Because I feel like sometimes I get a little stuck and it can be overwhelming. So how do you take those moments to make sure that you're still growing, you're still doing things, and then checking in with yourself to be like, okay, here we are, we're doing this. Let's not get scared. Let's keep going. So how do we keep pushing forward and growing as a business person, especially being a younger entrepreneur? It can be a little intimidating coming into the workforce, and you have people saying, oh, well, they don't look past your youth,
right,
sometimes.
Right. Oh, I know that.
and how do you just get through that and still show, you know, I'm the real deal?
Right. Right. Awesome. Well, what advice do you have for people that are in a position where they've been in a company for a number of years, or they've been in a career for a number of years, and they're looking to make a change, mm-hmm. and they want to follow their dreams? They listened to everything that you had to say today. They stepped back. They were like, wow, my purpose is actually this. I need to follow my dreams. What advice would you give them to get started?
I would do some research as far as what it is going to entail to pursue your passion. Figure out everything that you need, the finances, the resources. Try to speak to some people that might be doing what you want to do. And then just set out your goals as far as how you're going to tackle really going for it, and then do it.
I love it. I love it. Amaya, thank you so much for being on Liftoff Journeys. This has been a great recap of everything you've done in your business. A lot of really good advice for people that are just starting out, people that are thinking about making a career change, and best of wishes to success for your growing business.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was great. So everybody stay tuned for more great podcast with Liftoff Journeys. We're going to be following some really incredible stories over the upcoming week, so stay tuned.